Al Perhax here. Welcome to Mind Force Secrets. I sent an email out a couple days ago, and I got overwhelmed with so many emails of questions of what you wanted to know about. The two biggest questions I got, actually, it was really almost an even split on psychic energy, mind force, attraction, as well as hypnotic influence. So, as I get all these emails, I wonder, how can I give some value to my loyal subscribers, to my list, in forms of either a video or an audio file that you can actually listen to or watch and get some great training from? I think you'll agree that one of the things I like to do is to give back to people in general and give you some good things that you can use in your training. Now, obviously, I've got products to sell, and I would want you to buy all of them. I mean, let's face it, that's the way it is when you're in business. But I want to give you some value that even if you never bought a product, you would say, hey, all right, I can absolutely use this information to my benefit, and I can use it powerfully, and that's what I'm going to do here today. I've got really the top five mind force methods of hypnotic influence and energy. Now, what I want you to understand as I go through these top five is I want you to understand that these concepts that I'm going to teach you here is somewhat advanced level stuff. So if you don't understand the basics, I encourage you to get my book, Manipulation, The Master Secrets of Covert Persuasion, Hypnotic Influence, obviously Mind Portal, which is my meditation book, Internal Power Centers, which is psychic energy, as well as my Mind Force Attraction Manual. So it's all there. Now, I'm going to have something special for you on Thursday, which is going to really blow your mind in terms of getting access to some of those manuscripts. That's going to be ridiculous. But that's beside the point. Let's get started with the training so that you understand. But here's the key, is that I put this training together and designed so that you could use these concepts really almost in any area, because these concepts, these top five, are elements that you're going to use whether you're using psychic energy, whether you are looking to attract, or whether you are looking to use hypnotic influence. So let's go ahead and get started. This stuff is powerful. First is mind force method for moving energy. Now, obviously, you don't need to be a genius to figure out, but obviously with my work with Qi Energy and Qi Power, QiPower.com, Qi Power Inner Circle, you know that I'm an advocate of Qi Energy and energy in general. You've probably seen my palm test video, which is pretty cool. And that's a physical energy that you can build up. And you can check out our Qi Power courses in order to get more information on that type of energy. But I'm talking to somebody here that may have never done Qigong or Qi Power training. I want to give you some concepts that are going to work for you. So, again, even though these are somewhat advanced concepts, I want somebody that's a rank beginner or novice to be able to take some techniques and get some usage out of it. Because you got to put this into perspective and understand that as you start to meld these concepts together, they're going to give you very good results. Now, there's several different types of energy. The two most common is physical and mental energy. Physical energy is an energy that you can actually physically emit out of your body. Now, you combine that with a mental energy where you're using your mind force to actually create and propel the energy. When you combine those two, you get a very synergistic effect that allows you to be able to control really unbelievably. So that's the first two things. I don't have enough time here to go into detail how to create it, how to use every aspect of it. If I did, my courses and instruction and training methods wouldn't be very valuable if I could teach it in a very short video. This is really giving you an understanding of what's out there, and if you do have some of my manuscripts or books, or someone else's for that matter, you can put the pieces together and start to say, okay, this is how I do it. Now, you've got to learn to use both your mind and body. They are integrated. And to use one without the other is not going to get you the results that you're looking for. And the key is coordination of the mind and body and using it with techniques. Now, if you've got my manipulation book, you're going to see a lot of techniques. Now, if you have somebody else's hypnosis book, you've got techniques in there. It's using a combination of physical energy, mental energy, and then using the techniques that are hypnotic techniques, commands, using different types of power sentences, using different types of inductions, if you will. There's so many different things you can do. And again, this is such a wide spectrum of concepts. There's so many ways that you could hypnotically influence. To just use one would really defeat the purpose. And so how would I use this energy? It's probably the best way to look at it, is that when I'm looking to influence somebody, I'm certainly putting off a physical energy, probably a lot higher than most people. Matter of fact, I know that it's a lot higher than most people. I'm putting off a mental energy. Now, the mental energy has to be strong. It has to be confident. There can be no negativity in your mental energy. If you ever have a mental thought in your head, you've got to dismiss it immediately, or these techniques will not work. In fact, they will work in the exact opposite way that you want to use them, and that's specifically as moving energy. And that's why you've got to have a positive outlook. But more importantly than even a positive outlook is a positive thought at all times. And I know that sounds hard, but I'll come back at another training and give you some additional boosters on how you can actually do that. And there's some pretty sneaky ways to do it and some pretty easy ways to do it as well. So number one is mind force method for moving energy is the combination of both physical and mental energy. Some would even say spiritual energy, but that's something down the road. That's, you know, everybody always talks about mind, body, and spirit. And they understand maybe the body and the mind somewhat, but most people very rarely understand the spiritual aspect. And as we teach people, it usually takes a while to get to that level. So, let's go to the next section, which is number two. Number two is mind force physical gestures and movements. Using your hands as transmitters of energy and power, mind force power. Now, if you have the book, The 12 Devices That Almost Instantly Hypnotize, you will understand and learn the factor of being able to use your hands as transmitters. Powerful stuff. That book, incidentally, if you can get your hands on that book, The 12 Devices That Almost, just phenomenal stuff. You're not going to find that written anywhere, I promise you that. Now, you can also use specific gestures that implant commands. For instance, example, if I'm talking to you and I say, you want to do business with this guy, and I was pointing at myself, this is just an example right off the top of my head, pointing at myself, that is a gesture that implies to the person I'm speaking with that that person wants to do business with this guy. Even if I'm looking at another person across the room, you will want to get involved with this. I can point to myself again. If I were talking to, let's say, a woman, and I said, you would love to get involved with this, and I pointed to myself, it's a subliminal command as a gesture that the person sees, and even though they say that you want to get involved with this, this is one of those phrases. Anytime you say this, it's always up for interpretation. So when you use a gesture, it automatically sucks them in to the reality. If you can learn to move with power, make every one of your movements that you do a power movement, a power physical gesture. A lot of people talk with their hands, but they're not really doing anything with those hands. When you learn how to use your hands in ways that command respect and ways that command physical and mental power, that is the key. I want you to think on that, because if you could just think of any ways that you've used it in the past, you're going to notice that those same type of gestures and movements will work in the future. Mind force sound power. Now, I've talked in the past about using your voice as a sound mechanism. In fact, your voice is one of the most powerful sound mechanisms that you ever have. Whether you use a soft voice that naturally causes whoever you're speaking to have to listen, to have to obey, because the sound is relaxing. It's very smooth. It's very uncomplicated in the sense that you want to be a part of that. The sounds can be harder, more commanding, as if to say, listen to me now. The sounds can be stimulating. You can make sounds of ecstasy. You can make seductive sounds that are designed to control. You can use sounds that are designed to pull someone into you. You've noticed this. Women use this all the time. They could purr like a cat. They could put on a seductive sound to their voice, and automatically it draws you in. Well, let me tell you this. Men can do the same thing. Sound power is one of the most underrated and undertaught mechanisms in all of hypnotic influence, attraction, and psychic energy. Those that understand the power of sound are going to get much better results than those that don't. Mind force visualization is grabbing mental images and then doing things with them. Now, how abstract does that sound? You take a mental image and you do something with it. It's so abstract. But let me be a little bit more visual with you. Is that you have to be able to learn to visualize. Not everybody's a good visualizer. I will be the first to admit that I'm not a good visualizer right off the bat. I've had to work at it over the years. But here's the key. Everyone is visual. If you've ever had a daydream, if you've ever been in a car driving and all of a sudden you're propelled to some faraway place, and then all of a sudden you come back and you don't even know where you're at. You're just in your car and you're thinking, okay, where was I just at? I was just thinking about Hawaii or Aspen or skiing or being in a boat, and all of a sudden you shot back into your car because you were visualizing inside your mind. Well, see, you have to learn how to visualize the outcome. Anytime you put a mental thought in your head, that mental thought creates power that's both mental and physical. That physical power goes out into the universe, whether you like it or not. That's why it's so important that you have to keep your mind as positive as you can, because as your mind gets stronger and more powerful, every thought that comes through it and is shot back out is really starting to command some type of power, whether it's positive or negative. Now, you're going to visualize an outcome. You're also going to get someone else to visualize an outcome that you want. So using this as a hypnotic influence, I'm going to use two examples here. One is hypnotic influence. You visualize the outcome in your head of what you want them to do. Obviously, you use a specific pattern, which I won't go into at this time, but you'll use a specific pattern, but you'll visualize it. You'll see them doing whatever it is, you know, getting you the sale or signing the document or going on the date or whatever the case might be. And you get them to, you almost like you go into their head and you visualize them experiencing what it is that you want them to experience, whether it's signing a contract or what have you. You see, visualization works both ways. It's one thing for you to visualize. So you're visualizing one way is you visualizing that person taking action. The second way to visualize is to get them to visualize what you're visualizing, which is from their perspective. I know that sounds like a really strange concept, and for most people, you won't understand that on the first time you hear it. You need to re-listen to this, and you need to think about it, and you need to go back, and you need to think about what you do in your life in terms of visualization, and you need to sit down and say, okay, when have I visualized greatly, and I got a remarkable outcome that I've always thought, because everyone has this, but we don't think about it. So what I want you to do is I want you to go back in your mind, I want you to sit down, relax, meditate, whatever the case might be, and grab a visualization that was outstanding in your life, and kind of replay it in your mind, and then start applying that to some of the outcomes that you currently want. And I think when you do that, you're going to get really good results in terms of mind force visualization. Mind force power posture is extremely important. You want to be a champion, you want to be a controller, you want to be somebody that others listen to, you've got to have a strong posture. You've got to have the look of a champion. Straight spine, strong shoulders. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to be a bodybuilder or weightlifter or have strong shoulders, but you have to present yourself with a posture of power that is straight and strong. I say no slouching because you don't see slouches that are successful. Have you ever seen Donald Trump walk? He walks with his shoulders up, his head up. He's powerful. Now, you may not think he's powerful, and there's probably some cases where he's not that powerful, but in negotiations and whatnot, I'm sure he commands respect wherever he goes. His head is erect. He's not looking down at the floor. People can read you immediately by your posture. You could have all of your hypnotic influence tricks and skills and different patterns and commands and all this type of thing. You could even have a powerful voice. But if you don't have the power posture that commands respect, your commands won't have respect, and they won't get respect. And so you've got to learn that power posture. Look at yourself in the mirror on a daily basis and see how you stand. Pull those shoulders back, even if you have to exaggerate sticking the chest out. Females, do the same thing. When you walk, walk with an authority and walk with a sexiness that causes others to look at you and as if to say, wow, there goes somebody I would like to get to know. And you see, it's that sounds crazy, I know, but for women, very easily done. Men sometimes, when they do it too much, it comes off like cocky, arrogance. But don't worry about it, because those are the individuals that wish that they had that walk. They wish that they had that posture. You've got to practice. As you're walking through a shopping mall, or you're walking in the city, and you're walking, look into the window and see your reflection. And as you look at that reflection, say, does that look like somebody that is a controller or someone who is not? And if it is someone who is not, you need to change your posture immediately and start to straighten up and start to look and say, I am a champion, and start to move and walk like a champion. Here's my homework assignment for you, if there was a homework assignment, is to study successful people. Study individuals that are extremely confident, whether they be actors, athletes, coaches, it could be somebody that you work with, it could be a family member, it could be a best friend, doesn't matter. Find somebody that's really supremely confident in many, many areas and watch how they move, watch how they relate to others. Now, here's the other thing you're going to notice. Individuals that are powerful like that, if you take them and you put them into a situation where they're not as confident, what you're going to notice is they'll still have the posture, but if they're in a situation that they're unsure of, a lot of times, you're going to notice it. Everyone has chinks in their armor. Here's my key to you, is that even though you have a chink in your armor, whatever that might be, you need to fake it till you make it. If you don't feel confident talking to someone of the opposite sex, fake it till you make it. Now, I've had this question, I'm going to just bring this up real quick, it has nothing to do with the power posture, well, I guess it does, but if you want to prove to yourself how strong you can be, then go start doing what it is that you fear the most. If you fear talking to somebody, whether in sales or fear talking to somebody of the opposite sex, go do that. Just carry on a conversation. Hello, how are you today? It's a nice day. I know that sounds ridiculous, like so simple, but that's how you get good at things, is doing them over and over and over again. I'm not saying you have to ask somebody on a date or sell somebody your product right off the bat. But see, you want to get comfortable in using that posture and talking to people. And maybe the first 10, 20 times you do it, you may feel a little ridiculous, but that's okay. That's the process that it takes in order to get these concepts to work. So in short, mind, force, power, posture, get that straight spine, strong shoulders, head erect, walk and move like a champion, and you will be a champion. Now, the Mind Force Master System and Syndicate is the answer. I'm going to give you a lot of great techniques there. You're going to learn techniques from meditation, hypnotic influence, subliminal suggestions. You're going to learn psychic energy as well as attraction techniques. Any questions you might have, send me a questions at mindforcesecrets@gmail.com. You could always visit See our blog at mindforcesecrets.com. I have enjoyed sharing this information with you, and I hope you got some information and some concepts that you can actually use. And I really believe that if you'll take these concepts and integrate them into your lifestyle and into whatever you do, you're going to get far greater results than just about anything that I could tell you. Thanks for watching, thanks for listening, and have a wonderful day. So long.